Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
Amen. Merry Christmas. And Pastor Cox, good evening.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Merry Christmas from Oklahoma.
And we welcome you, everybody that's tuning in. And I got the note, we've got a couple callers tonight. So, guys, I'll let you know when they call in. And looking forward to the program.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we do welcome everybody to join us this Wednesday evening for Hope is Alive. Hope is Alive is the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those who have been set free from that which oppressed them. Maybe they were set free from drunkenness. Maybe they were set free from addiction. Maybe they were set free from the sexual sins. Maybe they were set free from trauma. We don't always know, but the testimonies come on. And guess what? Jesus still heals. He heals yesterday, he heals today, and he will heal forever. Now, if you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. Excellent website set up. Everything there that you would need as far as training, self-ministry, anything you would need to help ministry of other people, it's all there. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. Or if you want to read an excellent book, written by Pastor Cox, called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book. He'll certainly get it out to you. And it is a training manual with experience, the scriptures to back up what the process is, and how to train you to be more effective in your walk on the Great Commission to help cast out evil spirits. Again, that's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can get that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582. Pastor, it sure is good to be back. I love this season. It's the Christmas season. I love it because it helps remind me and reminds the world as they testify that a Savior was born. I love those old Christmas songs, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. I just love it. I just love this time of year. It's such a great spirit, and I enjoy it.
Amen, and I'm with you, Ralph. I enjoy especially those old Christmas hymns that we grew up with as kids, and it just is a great warm feeling that goes with it.
There is. Well, there's a lot of witnessing in those old hymns, so I encourage people to go back and revisit what's in there and actually read the words of some of those hymns, and you'll just see great witness and testimony of what our Lord Jesus does for us. But, Pastor, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of those were written back in the 1800s and all.
Yes.
And they're still as good as they ever were.
That's right. But I interrupted you. Why don't you give us the update you were talking, you're getting ready to tell us about this Monday.
Well, we had a dozen cases this last Monday. What was strange about it was we had 26 on the list. And, of course, I know a lot of times the enemy, the evil spirits, talk people out of coming. We've had people tell us that. I remember one guy, he'd drive around the block, did it for a year, never made it, finally did. But the enemy is real good at talking us out of coming. But it was a good, great evening at extra ministers, and I ministered to a lady, and her husband had come up from the Fort Worth area, and they both got deliverance, and it was a good ministry with her. Just a pretty average case. She had some fear problems and stress. Just about everybody has those. And then she even had perfectionism, and that's an interesting spirit. We run into that quite a bit with people. That's a spirit that pushes a person to be perfect when they really can't reach it. So it winds up tormenting them. And hers was a route at entry as a child with her dad. But it's a tormenting spirit that just torments if they can't reach that perfection. So when the spirit's cast out, then they reach a normal level of trying to do a good job on something, but not tormented with having it perfect. So, anyway, it was good ministry with her, and she seemed to feel them come out, and she got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, had a short leg of a half inch that adjusted out. She didn't really have a back problem. But as we've learned, there's a lot of people that have a short leg or arm and don't know it. If they had the clothes made, their tailor would know it. But the half inch is not a whole lot, but there would still be a slight wobble in a person's, their walk. So anyway, it adjusted out. It was a really great evening. I did one today, even just to stay in practice at the office in 3 hours. He'd been once before. But the need is much, it would seem, and the workers are somewhat few as we look around the country on people doing this kind of ministry.
Yeah, it definitely is needed, and so many people are hurting. And it's easy to see if you have an eye trained for it, but it's also easy to see just to walk down the streets. I mean, you can see the oppression that's on people, especially with the attack of the fear being just totally thrown on us constantly. So it's definitely the harvest needs more laborers, and that's why we come on here. We come on here to try to show people that there is a way to do this. I mean, get obviously not just sharing the gospel with people, because you could have said to that gal who was dealing with perfectionism, you could have said to her, that we're never from the word ever strive to be perfect. We're to repent, change our way of thinking, and then walk in a type of holiness, and you could give the word, you could give the scripture. Try to look it up. I know it's in Colossians. I can't remember exactly where it is, where it says, whatever you do, do it in deed and word unto the Lord. And to me, as long as you are doing whatever you're doing unto the Lord, you reach perfection in that point. But if you have a spirit that is sitting there in somebody lying to their ear and telling them things, those lying spirits can convince you that that's the Holy Spirit talking to you, or he can even convince you that it's your own thought when the whole time it's a spirit is telling you, well, you just, that's not good enough. It's got to be perfect. And it's unfortunate, but hey, what's the great news, Pastor? We have all power and authority over that enemy. Yep, and they can be set free. Yeah. They can be cast out.
That's right. Be set free. This lady Monday night, I had a good 36 spirits. I didn't count them, but I initially got the hit demon up for a while, and then it got stubborn. But I did get the top 10 lies it was telling her. And afterwards, I asked her if she'd been hearing those in her head, which she had, of course. But that live program is on everybody, and it seems like it's still there even after deliverance. But the deal is, once you've gone through deliverance, you should then recognize those negatives coming into your head or from the other side, and mm-hmm. the truth comes out of the Bible of who you are. And
yes.
There's a handout we give people, the I Ams, and you all have them there, that just a grouping of scriptures of who we are in Jesus. And, boy, it makes a guy feel good when you read those out loud a while. And I often wanted to beat my chest. That's me, you know. Well, it's all of us who are in Jesus.
Yep.
It's just a lot of people don't know. And the enemy prevails with their live program, telling them how bad they are. You know, nobody loves you. You'll never amount to anything. You're a failure in what you do. You might as well take yourself out. You know, things like negatives. And
yes,
they're coming from the enemy. It isn't from the person. It's not from God. It's from the evil spirits. But getting free of several dozen spirits, we call it a Jesus overhaul of deliverance ministries. And no, there's no way your life wouldn't be better. Just like that.
That's right.
Monday case, she looked different. She, as usual, her face was softer, and she just had a different demeanor about her. In fact, her husband got ministry. This was kind of neat. When I took her out after we finished, he'd already finished his ministry, and they were waiting in the lobby, and I took them there, and they had this long kiss. So obviously they were both feeling better. Hallelujah.
Feel awesome. Praise the Lord. I bet that'll be a stronger marriage, and they'll be closer together as husband and wife.
Yes, no question about it.
Because I would bet
I see a lot of that.
Yeah, I would bet that spirit of perfection would be gnawing on her, telling her that her husband's not perfect.
Yes, no doubt.
I would bet. I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't there for the deliverance. Hadn't heard her talking. But I would bet that was the case, because that spirit of perfection will lie to you about everything. And they're Antichrist spirits, and they're liars. But that's what's so great about the I Ams, because you can use the I Ams in a sword fight against the enemy when they might say something to you. You know, the enemy might say, well, no one loves you. Well, that's not
right.
True. The word says, I am loved. You know, and it could say, well, you're all alone, no one's with you. And you could say, no, that's not true, for the word says, I am with you always. And you're no good. Nope, that's not true. I am righteous. I am holy. I am these things in Jesus. And they're just a good thing to repeat to yourself. I try to say them. I got a list of them, and I try to say them once a week. Once a week. And I'll go through the entire list, but I will often use them throughout my day. I'll start thinking, no, that's not true. I am this. I am this in Christ, whatever it may be. So, praise the Lord.
And then you probably beat your chest after you finish reading them out loud.
That's right.
Amen.
My spirit, yeah. Yeah, I know. It does increase your spiritual your spiritual inner soldier, your spiritual manliness, or your femininity if you're a woman. But they're definitely things to say. And if you're not sure about the I Ams, You can get them at deliveranceusa.com. They got a little section in there where you can print them off. Or you can call Richard at the office, and he can send out the one Scriptures for America has put together. And you can get that by calling him at the office at 307-742-7582. The IMs are just an excellent way to maintain your deliverance, or to help you if you're struggling in the world, and it helps you to battle against the spiritual nature that comes with the world. So,
yes, so true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, we're a few minutes past when our first caller should be on. I don't know if you want to text or.
Nope, Ralph. I was just.
Are they here?
Know,
okay.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys and didn't see the phone ringing, but Amanda's on. So, yeah, here she is.
All right. Well, thank you
Hello.
For calling this evening.
Yes. Hi, Amanda.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, we're blessed. That's
yeah,
Ralph on here with me. Yes. Well, why don't you go ahead and
Even wake up this morning.
All right. Well, go ahead and give some history on yourself, Amanda, and when you were born again, and what was going on in your life, and how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and changes you've seen, and so forth.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Well, it's pretty incredible, actually, because I've started out, you know, young, and I really had a lot of faith in God, and my parents didn't go to church, but my grandmother always took me with her, and then I just started making my parents take me to church, like, whenever we would have church in town, and they would just drop me off, and I always had, like, a really strong connection with God, even whenever I was little. But then my best friend, whenever I was 12, she passed away, and then I was molested whenever I was little, and so that kind of put, like, this damper on things for me a little bit. I still had love for God, but, like, I didn't know him anymore, I felt like, anyway. And I kind of got disconnected, I guess. And then my dad passed away in 2008. He had a wreck at the end of our road. And my dad was, like, everything to me. He was an amazing dad. Anyway, my mom called me. I went down. I had to pull my dad out of a ditch. And at the end of my road that I have to see every single day, it's just like a nightmare every single day that I come up my road or go down my road. And after I had actually gotten with my boyfriend, and he kept telling me about deliverance, because I hold so much, you know, of everybody else's and my own, but I always take everybody else's grief, or I take their on all their issues and stuff. And so I feel like I just have a damper on my life, or I did for a long time. And so after my boyfriend had told me about deliverance, he said, it will change you. Like, you can get rid of everything that's hindering you. You can get rid of it with deliverance. And I thought, okay, whatever. So 2 years go by, and we never did go to deliverance. And then finally one day we said, we're going to deliverance. And, I mean, the devil will try to keep you away every single time. I mean, he even almost tried to keep me away tonight just by putting thoughts in my mind like, no, don't do that, don't do that. And so anyway, after deliverance, though, I gave, you know, a lot up that I had been holding on to, and I just put it to the feet of Jesus and every single thing. And now I use that in my life every day if I'm feeling angry, or if I'm feeling sad or anything like that. I always just put it to the feet of Jesus now. And now I can go down my road. I can come up my road after deliverance, and I don't feel that sadness of the connection with my dad dying right there and having to pull him out of the ditch and things like that. And I'm not sad like I used to be. I gave it all away. Like, I gave all my sadness away. And I mean, I could go on and on with all the mistakes I've made in my life and things like that, and just things that I've held on to for so long. And I think that I still need to go to deliverance every single time, because I have a lot that I still have to work on. But honestly, it's a game changer. It's a game changer is what it is. And people that first, whenever they go in, they're thinking, okay, y'all, this is kind of strange. But then once you just honestly let go and honestly talk to God and give it all to Him, I mean, your whole life will change. Everything. I'm back. Now I have my connection with my God back. I mean, I never did lose it. I kind of lost it my own self. But, I mean, He was there the whole time. But I just had, I mean, it was just like a mist over it that I could not actually see His face because I was hindering all these things that I needed to actually give to Him in order to have my relationship back. So,
praise God. You know, there's something supernatural, Amanda, the scripture, 1 Peter 5:7, we can cast our cares upon Him. And how amazing that is, because when we do that, He takes them.
Yes,
He actually takes them.
He does.
Supernaturally.
He really does. And people don't realize that they can do that. I mean, they literally can just give everything that is holding them back. Anything that's holding them back from life, if they could just give that and really fully believe it and feel it and just feel Him come into their life and take whatever burden that they have, no matter what it is, He can take it. You just have to be willing to release it to Him and want your life back and want to have that relationship with Him no matter what, no matter if that costs you people in your life that don't really necessarily, you know, follow that path or that you have to change your whole life in order to have a relationship with Him. It's worth it. It's worth every single everything in you.
Well, the peace that goes with it, the peace and comfort.
Yes, yes.
That you enjoy.
Yes. The peace is unreal. The peace is unreal. And then, you know, you'll go like, okay, this was in October 18th that I went to Deliverance. And my life has been completely different since then. I mean, I feel like I have this new tool that I can use. That it was like I knew it was there the whole time, but like to give everything to Him. You can do that at any time. And the thing is that you have to daily. It's not just a one-time thing. Like you have to practice it and really use it in your life. It is your main tool. Give everything to Him, and He will take all them burdens away from you. And you just have to be willing to give it to Him. He's there waiting to help you. I mean, he wants you to be next to Him and be close to Him and have that relationship with Him. And you can. I mean, it's probably the easiest thing and the best feeling in the world. Like, I mean, it is like a high that is unreal whenever you feel the love of God in your heart and you have a relationship with Him. That is the best feeling in the world.
Yes, if only people knew, Amanda. Well, when you went through your deliverance, did you feel the spirits come out, or what all went on?
Yes, I mean it was really strange some parts of it because I actually remembered things from when my mom was 5 months pregnant with me. I mean, she was pregnant with me, and I remember a moment. And it literally stems all the way back from when you're in your mother's womb. I mean, you don't realize the things that you actually hear on the outside until you just go through this transition where you really open up and you are ready to let go of all that has ever affected you. Even if it was the smallest thing from somebody yelling at your mother while you're in her womb or something like that, like that really does affect a person. And when you have, you know, I had molestation whenever I was a little girl. And, I mean, I just had a lot of crazy things happen in my life to me, but it's okay because you don't have to live with trying to suppress it with alcohol or drugs or anything like that. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is literally release it to God and you can do it. That's it.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. Literally simple, but I'm sorry.
If only more people knew. But that's why we're on the radio tonight to try to tell it. Well, do you remember some of the spirits and names that came out? Did you? What's some of the problem areas that came out, the spirits, their names? What were you delivered from?
Well, let's see. I had spirit of anger. I had spirit of resentment. I had spirit of jealousy. And that's another thing people don't understand is that if you are a person that is a jealous person, you can even put that to the feet of Jesus and tell him to take it because it doesn't belong to you. Jealousy belongs nowhere in your body at all. None of that. I mean, it's not something that fills your soul with nothing but good, then it's not good for you. If it upsets you, if it makes you feel uncomfortable in a bad way, then it's not for you. Put it to the feet of Jesus. Just send it to him. And you have to declare that, and you have to want that, and you have to want him to take it. And I mean, I had to forgive a lot in deliverance, and it was really so freeing in that to, you know, say, I want good for people that have done wrong to me. And even like your past partners that you've had in a relationship, like if you're a person that might go from like relationship to relationship, or maybe you're just promiscuous or anything like that too. People don't understand that whenever you are in a sexual relationship with somebody, they're taking pieces of you and you are taking pieces of them that don't belong to them, and they don't belong to you. So you have to, honestly, I gave all that back also. Like, you can give all those pieces back to where they belong, and you can take yours back, as easy as that. I mean, it is super easy to do, to take all your pieces back and then build yourself back up. Anything that anybody's ever stolen from you or that you've given energy-wise, I mean, you need to make sure that yes. You're taking only good back into you also. There's no room for hate, jealousy, lust, revenge, anything in life that doesn't make your soul feel good, then just give it to God. Because it doesn't belong in your body. And
that's,
I mean,
right.
I have you know, insecurities and things like that, and rage, and just getting upset at the little things. Now I find myself, I don't do that. I stop and I say, spirit of anger, go to the feet of Jesus. Or if I'm feeling anxious or anything like that, I always just put it to the feet of Jesus every time. And that is the main thing. You have to continue that, and you have to practice it every single day. It's not something that's going to just happen overnight. Now, the freeing feeling did happen immediately afterwards. Like, I felt so light, and I felt like I just wanted to sleep, honestly, because I had spent so much of my energy just honestly just. But then I was so amped up that I couldn't go to sleep because I was so happy and I was so empowered in that moment that I couldn't sleep, that I was tired because I just fought a lot of demons in my life that night. And I won.
It's an awesome feeling.
I'm still winning. Yes, and he attacks you every day.
We can tell. You're still excited of getting free from all that.
Yes, I am.
You know,
absolutely.
That's
because
typical.
Now I feel like my relationship's restored with him. But I had all these roadblocks in my way that honestly were so easy to get out of my way. I mean, it's like the simplest thing. Mm-hmm. Just give it to God and it is out of your way. I mean, that's it. Just have a relationship
yes.
with him and give all your burdens to him and be free from it. Just live your life and be happy and forgive people. And, you know, you can't hold any hate in your heart at all. You have to forgive people that have done you wrong.
That's right.
And
that's major.
And that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not yours to keep. None of that.
That's right.
None of the hate, anything. That all comes from the devil. I mean, he's coming to try to destroy you because he knows that you are one of God's people, and you cannot let him win. Because every day when he puts those bad thoughts in your mind or says, oh, hey, don't you want to drink? You know, things like that. Because I used to drink a lot to suppress it, and you don't have to do that. You can easily have a conversation with God over versus, you know, drinking alcohol or doing drugs. You can literally just go have a relationship and talk to God. And it is literally the best, because the next day you wake up and you actually do feel lighter. You don't feel like your problems are still there, and you're not masking it. You're getting rid of it. You're eliminating it out of your life, because once you do that, once you eliminate it, it's no longer a burden to you. It's no longer a roadblock. You can focus on what you need to get done. And that's another thing. I used to forget everything. I mean, I could not remember anything. And now, since I went to Deliverance, I have my old memory back to where I'm able to remember things. And I think it's because I'm not trying to block day-to-day thoughts, because I don't have those. No, I'm not saying I don't ever have those feelings of maybe like anxiety and things like that. I'm not saying that, because I do. But I'm able to put it to the feet of Jesus now and get rid of it at that moment, instead of drinking or, you know, something like that, trying to kill it that way. I just talk to God and I give it to him, and he takes it. And that's it. And my memory is good now. Now I can remember because I don't have them blocked, you know.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that your memory's better.
Yeah.
Have you been able to share with your friends? Have you been able to share with your friends about it?
Yes, I did. I was so pumped up the day after I went to work. I couldn't hardly sleep all that night. And then I went to work and let them know about it and just shared with them that they could do it too and that they should. And if they know anybody that's struggling with, you know, depression or anxiety or anything like that, they need to get to the cause of it and let it go. They need to just release it. And Deliverance is a great place for that, because they have the people there that know what they're fighting against. And people, I think some people don't realize that there is a whole nother world that's trying to destroy us. And you have to have those people that are there that are strong enough and that know how to fight those demons, because they're real.
Yes.
They're real.
Well, we have about a minute left. What would you say to the listeners as we close up here with you?
I would say if you have any depression, anxiety, anger, anything that you have held for so long, go to Deliverance. Let it go. Let all of it go, and let those people at Deliverance help you, because they know how to fight against the demons that are hindering you from living an amazing life and waking up every day. And it's going to be a great day, and you know that. And you know that if something gets in your way, you can give it to God, and he's going to take it. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. He can do that for you. Just, you know, wake up and live your life. And if you are burdened by anything, go to Deliverance and get rid of it. Just totally.
Yes, thank you so much. We're out of time. We're out of time, Armando. That was an awesome testimony, and that helped you encourage others about Deliverance.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. And thank you so much for sharing that.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Boy, she doesn't sound like she's happy at all, does she?
I love it. She was
What a wonderful testimony. Yes. Yes, it is. I like the way she put it, that when there were speed bumps. And it makes me think of the scripture, probably call it stumbling blocks, but speed bumps, because the enemy will put those speed bumps out there because the the enemy's commission is to come to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a literal kill, but sometimes he does try to take out that way. But, hey, that was awesome. Well, Pastor, we have our next caller. Donna, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello, nice to be here.
Yeah, hi, Donna. This is Everett, and Ralph's on here with me. He's up in the Branson area, and so glad you called in. Why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, my name is Donna. Like you said, I am 51 years old. Honestly, I've been raised in church my whole life, one of those, and did backslide and get out for quite a time, you know, teenage years, and went in the depths of sin, probably, maybe not as deep as some, but deep, and met a man and married, and we've been married for 31 years now, 32 years, sorry. And moved to another state and married into a very religious family. They were very similar, you know, in what I was raised in, but also probably more strict than I was used to. But, you know, just, I guess when I married into it, and then just, my childhood was not a good childhood. My stepfather was not saved, so just lived in a home. He was two-term Vietnam vet, and so went through a lot of emotional stuff with that. Me and my older brother just went through a lot of mental abuse, discipline. You know, we had to, his punishment was a lot of times when we were, I think I was 4 or 5, he was about 4 years older than me, and we had to stand at attention like they did in the Army for longer than 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and until, you know, a couple of times my brother passed out, and, you know, just from doing this, and we had to do it exactly the way we were told, you know, by him, and, you know, whipped a lot, some, you know, are spanked with a belt and stuff, and you can justify it as, you know, being a spanking, but we were spanked with whatever was close to him, whether it be a water hose, you know, the end of the belt, the metal part, whatever. We were just abused. And sexually, you know, mentally, and just... you know, I know now that I am adult and been raised, you know, in church. I know that he needs a lot of deliverance. And hearing some of his childhood and stuff like that, I can see, you know, where it stems, his junk that stems from. So I've tried to have mercy and tried to, you know, forgive within myself, but it took, you know, me getting deliverance from the bitterness, the hate. And I just, honestly, I remember as a child, I hated him. I, you know, I would lay in my bed at night as a teenager, and I would just, I'd say, if you, there is a God, you know, I need out of this. I need, you know, and I remember.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, I remember one night I was probably, I was 17 years old, I believe, 16 and a half or 17 years old. I had come in from work. I had worked double shifts, and I just remember I was just at my rope's end. I was so full of bitterness and so full of hate, and I was going to end it. I had the pills to do it, and I had just, my bedroom was down in a basement, and I just, all night, you know, those two shifts, I was just mentally exhausted. My whole life, as far back as I remember until just recently going to your deliverance ministry, I have had severe insomnia to the point, you know, there was nights I would not sleep at all and would go work, you know, all day long without sleep. I just couldn't sleep. And this night I was just mentally exhausted coming off of a double shift, and I was just, the enemy had me to a point that I was going to end it. I was just done. I didn't want to live no more. And I just didn't think there was anything to live for anymore. And my mother, she was the one in the family that did go to church. She was faithful to church, and she tried to teach us kids, you know, to love the Lord and things like that. But still, I guess me and my brother just had a lot of anger towards her, too, because she stayed with this man, you know, knowing how he done us and stuff. I don't think she knew everything as far as the sexual stuff and stuff like that, but she knew the verbal and, you know, the beatings and stuff like that. And we just had didn't have a lot of confidence in her. And this night I was going to end it, but she come in from church, and she had threw a CD of a young lady that had was preaching this revival or conference at my uncle's church. She threw the CD down on my bed, and she said, "Will you do me a favor and listen to that before you go to bed?" Well, in my head, I wasn't going to go to bed that night. I was going to end it in my life. But I was always taught you obey, you do what, you know. So I put that CD in, or that CD in, and I listened to it, a cassette tape, I'm sorry. And this young lady was ministering, and it's like she was talking straight to me. And, you know, she even come out and said, you're thinking of ending everything because you don't think there's any more hope. And it was just like, you know, one-on-one conversation. And
cool.
So I went and flushed the pills down and, you know, flushed them down the toilet. And I said, "Okay, God, you know, you're talking right to me through this woman, and I've never met her. You know, she don't know me or anything." So that kind of started, you know, my, hey, there's hope. There's some hope out there, and maybe what Mom talked about, you know, is real. So I didn't end it that night, but I gave my heart. I mean, I cried out to him probably more than I ever had in my whole life, you know, that night. And I said, "Please, Lord, if you're really real, I need you." And I felt, you know, love for the first time that I needed. And then, honestly, met my husband not too long after that, married when I was 19. And just like I said, we moved from one state to another and moved into this family that they're ministers. They pastor the church. And so I got through right straight into, you know, my whole life is about church, and that's our whole world. That's our life, you know. But here I am, and I have for 31 years, 32 years, I have honestly felt like a hypocrite because I have fought so much depression and so much, you know, still fighting bitterness and stuff like that. You know, it left a lot that night when I called out on the Lord. It left enough that I didn't, you know, go ahead and commit suicide, but it was still in me. You know, it was still there, attached or whatever, a part of me. And I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what to do. And so married into this family, well, I didn't want all these, you know, people to know that I was that kind of person, that I, you know, had all this stuff in my heart and my life. So honestly, I lived behind masks. I put the smile on and, you know, got through the days and the years and whatever with all this stuff in my heart. And to just point that I have had so much sickness and have had high blood pressure since they found it when I was 12 years old. So just have the life of, you know, like one thing would be wrong with my body, and then, you know, when it was like when that thing was leaving, there would be something else come along. Just a lot of infirmities and sickness. And I fully believe it was probably, you know, no doubt from a lot of this bitterness and stuff that I was carrying all this year, and just try, you know, all those years trying
yes.
to choke it down and hide it, and, you know, like put the church mask on, you know, just put it on and shake everybody's hand and you're okay. And, you know, but I just, again, the Lord had spoke to mine and my husband's heart for a long time. You know, we knew he was trying to speak to us and trying to get us to obey, to leave the family church. And nothing against them. We love them. They have a good church. They're godly people, precious people. But we knew the Lord was trying to call us away so we could kind of stand on our own 2 feet, you know, and know him for us instead of through mom and daddy's eyes, so to speak. And we just fought it. We fought it because, you know, you just didn't do that. You didn't leave family. You're supposed to stay with family, and we were disobedient. And when I went, and a friend of mine, she had came to your deliverance ministry, and she had talked to me, and she's been talking to me for a long time, ever since we became friends. We've been friends for about 5-6 years now, and she's told me about it. You've got to go to this place in Oklahoma, you know, Oklahoma City with me, and you've got to go through this deliverance ministry. And I said, well, yeah, I'll go with you, and, you know. But finally, she got to a point that she just pinpointed me. And she said, well, I've made the appointments. We're going on this date. So, you know, clear your calendar. So we went, me, my daughter, her, and my daughter's friend. We all went and went through the teaching. And beautiful teaching. Like I said, I have been raised in church my whole life. That a lot of things that I was taught that night, I've never heard, even being, you know, being brought up. You know, a lot of churches just does not get on deliverance a lot.
Yes.
And it's needed.
Right.
It is so needed. You know, there's so many people that, like me, sitting in the pew that's got this, you know, mask on, you're living behind, and you're broken. You know, there's so many broken people that are just pretending. You know, pretending to get through the day and putting that fake smile on and all that. And, you know, we were pastor's kids and we couldn't have no junk. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to have any, you know, you were supposed to be okay and all that. But
we, yeah, all you know, right.
Very broken, very broken. And from, you know, and I just had not completely dealt with a lot of my childhood junk. And, you know, the things that the enemy brought with all that. And then when I came in this family, I just felt so less than, you know, that I'll never be good enough. I'll never live up to these people, because these people, I'd never met people like that, you know, that had never sinned. I mean, I've got sister-in-laws that, honestly, they have never, you know, alcohol has never touched their lips. Drugs has never touched their body. And I was lived in, you know, I was raised in an atmosphere that was an everyday thing, you know. So to meet somebody that, hey, they've never done all this stuff, I just thought, oh, man, I'm just beyond, you know, of ever trying to live up to that standard. And I know, you know, now that that's a lie from the enemy, and it was a lie from the enemy, but it was just real. I just didn't think that would ever fit in with these.
Donna, what was your deliverance like? Did you feel the spirits come out or anything?
I did. It wasn't like a, I have in my past felt, you know, literally a pastor's wife prayed for me one time, and I felt, you know, some spirits come out of me and alertly felt them leave me. Now, the other night when we went to Deliverance at your, at, you know, this place, I prayed, you know, the whole 2 weeks when I found out that my friend had made the appointment. And I prayed so hard. I said, Lord, please. And I know she this lady told me that she'd done the same thing. And, you know, you guys are taught to pray that you get, you know, who you're supposed to get, the person that you're supposed to be with. And I prayed so hard, Lord, please give me the person that I need. And this lady, it was just like instant. I knew, you know, that God sent her to me. But I felt such a relief when she prayed for me and she talked to me. And even in the teaching, and I'm sorry I cannot remember his name. I've thought of it. The man that taught that night, Everett, you wasn't there, but this other man, he taught that night.
Yeah, Chris Davis.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Chris Davis. Chris Davis.
Yes, Chris. Yes, mm-hmm. Very precious man. And through his teaching, I could just feel loads lifting off of me. And by the time,
praise
even
God,
after his teaching, you know, just the knowledge that he sat and talked about and brought, you know, it just broke bread before me. And I mean, like I said, I had never been taught these things before. And I had been raised in church since I was a baby, took to church and sit under, mm-hmm. you know, and that I had never had deliverance broke down to me, you know, like it was that night. And I just felt, just when the understanding of some things come into my heart, I got lighter, if that makes sense. It was like, oh, wow, you know. That makes so much sense, the things that he was saying. And then when I went back and met with the lady and we prayed one-on-one, I had had back surgery and still having a lot of, you know, had a lot of issues with that. And she prayed for my back, and I was just kind of sitting on this chair, and she asked me to stretch my legs out, and both of us watched one of my legs grow, it come out, and
praise
God. The other one. And she asked me, she said, did you feel anything? And I said, I didn't feel anything, but I just seen something. And she said, I did too. So she went, and, you know, it was confirmed. But, and then that pain that I had been battling with, it left instantly after.
Hallelujah.
That. Yes. And,
praise God.
So she, the Lord really used her to confirm some things. And I had never met this lady before, never in my life. And she said and spoke things, you know, to me that other people had spoke. So it was like confirmation. And in that, it brought so much healing to me, because I knew, you know, okay, Lord, you know, because you sit and you question sometimes, the human part of us questions, okay, is that really, you know, do they just know me and they're saying these things and they just think that that's what I'm supposed to do? And there was like three people that spoke over me and my husband that we needed to obey. And the Lord had already spoke to us and had been speaking to us that we needed you know, to leave and obey, and because we've got ministries that we feel the Lord's wanting, you know, to bring us into. And
Donna, we're about out of time, Donna. In the remaining minute or so, what would you mm-hmm. say to the listeners as we wind up here?
That deliverance is something to fight for. It is just, and I don't even think we have to fight for it. We just have to accept it. It's just
yes.
something that, you know, there's no condemnation through him, you know. And if we can get a hold of the truth and the knowledge and the understanding of what deliverance is, that has just brought so much within itself, deliverance to me and to my mind, that the lies and the untruth that the enemy has told me when I just learned simple scriptures, you know, all through the Word that this minister sit and taught that night. It brought so much, so much deliverance to my heart and to my life. And I have slept.
Praise God.
That night. I have slept every night. Even my husband, he's like, wow, you know, you're different. You are so different. He's seen it the first night I come home from there. He said, you are
Hallelujah.
So different. And
we're
so,
out
you know,
of time.
See it.
Yes. Well,
so
that was a perfect testimony, Donna.
Yes,
perfect
yes,
testimony and encouraged others out there. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to
yes.
you, and thank you so much for what you guys do. And
great testimony.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
But for someone who was a little nervous to come on, she didn't sound it. Praise the Lord.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yes. You can have that
beautiful testimony.
DeliveranceUSA.com. Don't put it off. If you need it, get a hold of us at the ministry. Get us all through Richard. 307-742-7582, and we'll get you some help. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening. It's been a blessed time. See you next time. God bless. Merry Christmas.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
To overcome, nothing
will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.